everyone, and welcome to Globalize Asia. Support for this podcast comes from Royal Beans Chocolates. Royal Beans is based out of Bangalore, India, and specializes in Belgian chocolates infused with exciting flavors like masala chai, cappuccino, berry blast, walnut marble, and many more. You can gift these special crafted chocolates to your loved ones in India by visiting their website www.royalbeans.in. Use the promotional code GLA10 to get 10% discount off your order. Thank you.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Globalization. World Transformation Day is a collaborative effort to bring meaningful change to the human race. In this episode, I caught up with Harvinder Paul, who is a co-founder of this movement, along with Nitin Tyagi, who is the founder of Golden Sunrise, an organization providing transformational life coaching to individuals. Let's hear from both of them and understand their story of joining hands for greater good of society. Okay, so welcome Harvinder and Nitin to Globalization. Clearly, we are here today to understand a bit more on World Transformation Day, which you are involved in. So it's coming on 7th of April, and it will be celebrated across the world in various mediums, in various countries, etc. But rather than me giving a brief on that, let's start with you, Harvinder. What is World Transformation Day and how you got involved in that?
Gagan, firstly, thank you for having me be in this interview with Nitin. It's really appreciated. So World Transformation Day, shall I tell you how it came about? That may probably answer your question. I'm 49 years old, and I've had a calling for over 12 to 13 years to do something on this planet. And I've not really told people about it because it's such a big calling and it's completely petrified me. And I've been so scared to start it that I've just kept it to myself. And about 4 months ago, I went on another personal development course and it came to the surface again. And I thought, enough is enough, you really got to start. And the first thing I did was took on a coach. Right. Because left to my own devices, I'd probably sneak away and not do anything with it. And my calling is this, is to go to poor countries around the world and the kids and the adults that are living on streets, to take them off the streets. And initially, obviously, to give them their most basic immediate needs, which is food, clothing and shelter. But more importantly, to shower them with something that's called personal development education. And what personal development education is something that to give these kids and adults a belief system where they can start believing they can be, do and have anything they want in their life. They don't have to be dictated by the circumstances of slums or the streets or what their dad did or their brother did or their grandfather did, but they are the orchestrators of their own life. They can create a blank canvas and create the life they want. And I got together with my coach, Harish, shared my vision with him. And I said to him, I've got a dream of going into a slum in Delhi or Mumbai or somewhere in India and doing a day of workshops right in the heart of the slum with these kids and their parents. A day where we start teaching them that they can actually shift their mindset and create anything they want to help them get from where they are to where they want to be with meditation, with yoga, with life coaching, motivational speaking. And I don't know if it was him or me, Gagan, that actually said, okay, why don't we call it India Transformation Day? And then one of us said, why don't we call it World Transformation Day? And on that day, 7th of April, World Transformation Day was born. So myself, Harish, and a few other people were flying off to India. And we've actually partnered up with an NGO called Prajna Foundation, right in the heart of Kalkaji slums in Delhi. We've partnered up with Golden Sunrise Transformational Coaching. We've partnered up with the a yoga organization, and we've partnered up with Heartfulness Meditation, and we're going to run a day of workshops on that day, and also Rajesh Agarwal, who's one of the top motivational speakers in India, and we're going to run a day of events in shifting these people's mindset. And then every week thereafter, these same people are going to go in and work one-to-one with these slum children and adults and shift their lives. But Gagan, the beautiful thing is, that's my expression, that's Nitin's expression, but on the same day, all around the world, people are taking on projects or doing things that are their self-expression. We've got someone setting up a school in Tajikistan, someone doing something in Swaziland, someone doing something in Australia, someone doing something in Africa. You know, on that day is World Transformation Day. People are taking on pledges. You know, you don't have to do a project. People are saying, we're inviting people to go into hashtag WTD pledge or hashtag WTD. And they're pledging what they want to do on the day. Maybe saying to someone on the day, I love you. Or asking someone out that they've been putting off. Something that has them go beyond their comfort zone. So that is really what World Transformation Day is.
Well, thanks for summarizing that. So at that point, let me bring Nitin in as well, because you mentioned that you're collaborating with quite a few NGOs and you're also collaborating with the Golden Sunrise. And Nitin, obviously, is a founder of that.
Yes.
So Nitin, can you explain a bit more on how you're going to get involved into this noble thought that Harinder just mentioned, and how on 7th of April, what value add you're going to bring to this organization at the time or the event on the day?
So let me just first give you a background about what Golden Sunrise is. So Golden Sunrise is a team of life coaches that we have. And these life coaches, you know, they're professionals in their own domains. They have quite a good experience and expertise in their own subjects and their professional careers. And, you know, when this opportunity came up, we earlier had been planning to, you know, launch this brand as Golden Sunrise, because what we feel is transformation is a long-term sustainable effect. And to get that, as Harinder mentioned, it's all about changing the mindset, changing it deep within through the belief systems. And this is really what matters. And when we had this opportunity coming in from Harinder, you know, it was like relating to the cause. And I went back and discussed this with my team, the life coaches, and they were all ready. Because that is what we really want to do. We want to bring in the change. And what we are going to do on the 7th of April is do a one-hour talk with the children and with the adults there to talk about what transformation really is and how do you relate to it, how do you take your lives up from there on. And it is not going to be just the day, the 7th. We have agreed, we have partnered, we have volunteered to do it on a regular basis. So our team would be reaching out to the slums and doing one-on-one sessions, and this is how we intend to take it forward. So we'll be more dedicated and committed to every individual there turning up to transform their lives.
Okay, thanks for that. And how did you guys, obviously Nitin, you're based out of India in Gurgaon, and Harinder, you're based in London. So how did you guys came up together on for this project?
I went on to Google and I put in life coaching in India. And an organization came up called the Life Coaching Institute, which is founded by a gentleman, Vikram Dhar. And I set up a call with Vikram, and I didn't realize at the time, I thought he's based in Delhi, and he's based in Bangalore. And when I shared the vision with him, he said, Harinder, can you do something in Bangalore? There's an orphanage not far from here. I want to take this work into the orphanage. And I said to Vikram, you know what, I'd love to. Let's create the model first in Delhi, because everything's been set, my flights are booked and everything's done. And then I promise you, give me 6 months or a year, and then we'll duplicate this. Because the vision is not just Delhi or Kalkaji. The vision is to take this into all slums around India, and then the world.
Sure.
And then to go onto the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said to Vikram, I said, listen, I need your help, because I thought you were based in Delhi. And he said, look, there's NLP practitioners that I've trained that are based in Delhi. And there's a gentleman called Nitin. And he comes to me, and I've got a feeling that he'll help you. So he put me in touch with Nitin, and for me it was like winning the lottery, because when I spoke to Nitin, he suddenly told me that he's got a team of 10 other coaches. And I thought, oh my God, you know, and one of the things even you mentioned earlier, I don't believe in coincidences. I really don't anymore. I believe in synchronicity.
Right.
And this podcast, me meeting you for the first time, Gagan, you know, is not for me a coincidence. This is going to lead to many, many bigger things, even better than we can even expect in this room. And then I had a chat with Nitin, and I was telling Nitin earlier, because this is the first time we've met in person, because, you know, we're fortunate that he's in London on a business. And I said to Nitin, I said, the first time I spoke to you, I just knew it was right.
Right.
And, you know, I follow my instincts, I follow my intuition, and he felt the same, and that's how we met.
I'm a bit curious, why did you choose Delhi as a first option? Can I just understand a bit of your cultural background?
Yes, I'm a born and bred British Indian here. My parents are Sikh and they're from Punjab. And I think I wanted to do it in India because I have a heritage in India. My ancestors are from India, and that's why I wanted to do it there. That's probably the simplest reason. And then Harish, who's my coach, and he's a co-founder of World Transformation Day, Harish Patel, he's from Gujarat. I think we both had an affinity to start in India, and it could have been Africa, it could have been Kenya, and it wouldn't have made any difference to us, to be honest with you, because this is not about Indians or Africans or British. This is about human beings. And it doesn't matter what color you are, yeah, what religion you are, but that's why we chose Delhi, purely for that reason.
See, I think there are a lot of charitable organizations in UK which try to, you know, replicate what you're trying to do, probably mm-hmm. at a small scale or on their own capacity, mm-hmm. in whatever way they can do it. But there is one thing I think it's overlooked, or maybe I'm wrong in that sense, is a cultural difference. Obviously, you know, born and brought up here. When you go to a slum, people might not understand your language or your thought process, etc. So how do you bridge that? I mean, is it through an NGO, or where do you see your input on the day? Are you trying to bring, you know, organization together? Because I'm sure there would be a cultural difference, even to if you go to tier one cities in India like Mumbai or Bangalore, there's still a cultural gap. So going to a slum,
yes,
how are you prepared for that?
Yes, I mean, it's a very good question. And one of the things I've learned in life and through personal development is this phrase, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. The first thing I looked for is, are there other organizations that are already doing this? You know, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. If there's someone already doing personal development in slums, I want to join them, you know, because this is not about my fame or my ego. This is about, or what do I want to leave? This is about the children and the adults. So the first thing I knew was, you know, is people, you know, because whenever I started a project, people always say to me, you're crazy, you're mad, this is not going to happen. And I'm used to that. And, you know, I just follow my heart. And the first thing people said to me is, what about the slum mafia? You know, this organized thing there. So I knew that I had to partner with someone that's already based there.
Right.
So we were fortunate. We had about five or six NGOs that wanted to partner with us. And we chose to partner after interview process. We chose to partner with the Prajna Foundation, which is based right in the heart of Kalkaji slums in Delhi. And again, just like when I spoke to Nitin, when I had the meeting with RK, the chairman, again, it felt right. It was, you know, he was on a, he said the same thing that you said, one of you said earlier. He said, I mean, they go, this is too good to be true, what you're saying to me. He goes, have you heard about the law of attraction?
Mm.
And I started laughing. I said, yes. I said, this is not a coincidence. This is synchronicity. We're meant to be. And he was the first person I called. And it felt right. And then we called five or six others. We interviewed people. And so they've been doing this for 23 years, Gagan. The audience trust them. The children trust them. The adults trust them. So that was the first bridge. The second thing was, I didn't want it to be British people going into India, British life coaches, British motivational speakers, because there's no relatedness. It had to be people mm-hmm. on the ground. That's why I wanted someone in Delhi. So even the yoga, I chose a company that's based in Kalkaji.
Right.
They're literally, you know, within the radius of Kalkaji. And again, the person said to me, you know, this sounds too good to be true, because I think when the time's right for something, it might seem too good to be true, mm-hmm. but the time's right. You know, I think it's Victor Hugo, he said, nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. And the time has come for this. You know, for me, this is just the seed that we're planting. This is going to go worldwide. And it's going to happen without us.
Okay.
It's going to happen by other game changers, people that want to make a difference on the planet. So to answer your question in short, I don't feel there's any bridge, because even when we set up in Mumbai or Bangalore or any other slums, we'll find people that are based there that are already working with the audience. Does that answer your question?
No, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's collaboration is the right word probably for you know, a market where you're not based directly, but you understand the problems there and you're finding the right solution for that, and you're collaborating with the right people on the ground. So yeah, completely agree with you. Let me turn you know, my next question to Nitin. So obviously Harinder was, you know, first time speaking to you, he was sold off, you are the man for the job. What was your experience like talking to Harinder at the time? Is that something you were expecting, or you were ready for, to take your life coaching to that, you know, direction, or is that something out of the blue?
You know, it may sound a bit funny, because as Harinder said, I do believe in law of attraction as well. So I'll give you a little background about myself. I've been studying astrology for like 6-7 years already. And, you know, when I started, I thought, you know, life is so simple, you can simply predict it out. And then I realized that it's not that simple, it's actually complex. And what makes it complex is taking a decision at the moment and having the right belief system. Mm-hmm. So when I had this discussion with Harinder, and before that we had exchanged a couple of WhatsApp texts with Vikram introducing us together, and that is where, you know, it kicked in really. That this is the right thing that is going to happen. And when we had the discussion, you know, that was a mutual feeling there, because the way we exchanged our conversation, it was like, yes, we are going to do it. We aligned our thought process together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's how it will happen.
So let me understand in terms of, you know, from World Transformation Day and from life coaching aspect of it, is that a passion for you, or do you have a day job as well?
This is actually a passion for me, and I'm going through my own journey in my life, just like we all are. And I, again, have a knowing. And it's not a belief. I think there's a difference between a belief and a knowing and a belief. I have a knowing that this will become not just my passion, but something that is my purpose. And there's a phrase, when you follow your passion and your purpose, money will follow you.
Right.
And I've never got that till 3 months ago when I started this project. So I get emotional, and you know, I've spent many years in my life making a difference to people, and there's a phrase, you climb a ladder of success, and I've climbed many ladders and they've always been leaning against the wrong wall. So I've done many things in my life. At the moment, I'm by profession, I'm an optometrist, an optician, I'm a property trader, and that's where my money comes in. But I actually have a knowing, and this will be with Nitin, that this will become something that money will follow us, because it's our passion, because I know this is my purpose. I can't tell you how that's going to happen. I just know that's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon. Am I attached to it happening? No. If I die tomorrow, I'm a happy man, but I have that knowing, and I practice every day. You know, the more you let go, the more will come to you. And I've got to a stage where I'm letting go, not because I want it to come to me. I just let go. I'm not doing this because people sometimes say, let me do this, so then, you know, let me make a difference. Let me give the money because I know it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Law of karma. I just do it because I want to make a difference. And I think the more and more I keep practicing letting go and letting go, letting go, the more I come back. And I'm responsible for my finances. I'm responsible for my life. I really believe that. And I'm wherever I'm in my life, whether my finances are great or not great, my life is great or not. Because I really get that I am the cause of my matter of my own life, and this is my journey. And as Nitin said, it's all about shifting your beliefs. This is my journey, and I can see that happening very soon. So in short, right now this is my passion, and I have got day situations to do. And I bless my wife, because she's very patient, because she's always saying I'm doing so many projects. And I've got to follow my heart, you know, and this is where my heart's taking me. So
absolutely.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Nitin, for you?
Yes, it is again passion, because on the professional front, I would say I'm pretty successful. I have reached positions where people struggle to reach in many years, and I don't know how it happened, but it just happened. And the way I, when I look back at my entire career path, you know, I've seen myself helping people become more successful. So when they become successful, you become successful. So it's all about sharing those mindsets and the belief mm-hmm. systems, making those changes happen in an individual, so that if they are successful, you get the success yourself. So as Harinder said, you share the success, you share the money, you get it back. That's how it is. And that's what was the key foundation founding principle around forming the Golden Sunrise, because we wanted to reach out to people to create that difference, to make them realize that if you accept what and know what is your problem and you resolve it or try a workaround around it, you will be successful. There's no limiting boundaries or limiting beliefs around it. You just have to realize, you just have to take that action.
Yeah, and the definition of success is, you know, changes for different individuals as well. My next curious question is about funding of this project. Mm. How is that happening?
I was just thinking about that when you asked the question. So again, that's it's alignment happening. So the NGO Prajna Foundation, which is, you know, very inspiring, pretty much a volunteer-run organization. The chair, R.K. Sinha, is a volunteer and a very passionate individual. He has done all the costings for us. So we're going to be based right in the heart of Kalkaji slum. They've got a building inside the slum. And for me, it was important to do it in the slum. I don't know why. You know, a lot of this is happening because of intuition. So the funding, they've done the costings for us, and it's going to cost 1.5 lakhs, 150,000 rupees. I'm just getting familiar with the currency. It's going to cost 150,000 rupees for the event on the 7th of April. And this costing is broken down into, because we've got to put up a tent at the front of their building, even though it's gated, and at the back. And these things are a lot more expensive than I thought. Then we've got to put up visual TV screens, projectors, because we got two tents, one for kids, one for adults. So they've got to be linked. So audio, visual, mic, stage. Then we're going to be providing food for the children and the adults, a full meal. Then we've got costings of a cameraman. So all these things are adding up, and I'm looking at how we can reduce these costs on a monthly basis thereafter. I've said to RK, find out how much it is to buy the tent. You know, because at some point, I don't want to keep paying for rental. So for me, I want the money to go to the children and the adults. So we're very, very working on a lean budget. How much is costing 150,000 rupees? So we've been very blessed. I've got one of the main sponsors that's come on board is a company called DJS Printing and Packaging. And this company is very big. They're based in Delhi, and they provide all the packaging for KFC, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, Pizza Hut for India, and also KFC UK. And this gentleman, an individual called Sarbjit Singh, very, very humble guy, very benevolent, very giving. He supports so many different NGOs. I didn't even know until I started speaking to him. And he's actually a relative of mine. That's how I got to get connected with him. And he said, Harinder, straight away I'll commit to 35,000 rupees a month for 6 months. And after the event on the day, I'll look to review how we can increase that, because I've got to support so many different NGOs. And so that's going towards that. And I want to mention his name, because quite rightly, he needs to be praised for that. You know, his company needs to be announced for that. So that's Sarbjit Singh from DJS Printing and Packaging. And then we've got an anonymous sponsor, a British businessman who's actually a Punjabi individual, and I've been sworn not to mention his name. He's anonymously sponsored £1,700, which works out to 150,000 rupees for the first event.
Right.
So currently we've got the first event covered, but we do need funding and sponsoring for the subsequent events. So we're looking at, and I reckon I can get the cost down to probably 130, maybe 120,000 rupees on a monthly basis, but let's say 150,000 rupees. So we are looking for sponsors, whether they be Indian corporate individuals, whether they be British people or worldwide, to looking to sponsor the event. And there may be people already in personal development. People are in this field who may say, you know what, I want to sponsor the whole year. I want to sponsor one event. Or next time we have an event, part of our turnover or profits will go towards helping the slum children and others. So the opportunities are very big. And again, I trust and I have a knowing that the money will come. And yes, you know, for the listeners listening to this wonderful interview by yourself, and you know, if you are someone that would like to sponsor, you're someone who'd like to contribute, you know, please let us know. It doesn't have to be as much as 150,000 rupees. You may say, okay, listen, you know what? I'm happy to sponsor £10 or 1,000 rupees or 500 rupees a month. And that will go towards impacting one child in the slum, or two children and their mother. So we're looking to put up initiatives where people can contribute monthly as well. Because to be honest with you, you know, I know this is a relative term, but in Britain, £1,700 a month is peanuts. It's not a lot of money, but we want to make sure it's sustainable, and we want the community to be involved. We want it to be run by the community and funded by the community and by corporates. So individuals are helping other individuals.
Nitin, let me come back to you on the term life coach that we use quite a few bits in this interview. How do you see that, you know, first of all, for our listeners, explain a bit more on life coach, what exactly you know, the flavors of life coaching is, and how you're going to help World Transformation Day beyond 7th of April.
Right. So let me give you a background about this term life coach. You know, this term has been in the market and amongst the awareness of people for about a decade or so.
However, you know, the general awareness about what life coach is and how what coaching is still not out there for people to understand and relate to. So it goes back to our Vedic philosophies. As I said, you know, I've been reading astrology and a lot of Vedic scriptures. So it talks about the Purusha and the Prakriti. So it is nothing but the human being and the nature, and how the interactions and the energy ecosystem works along. Now here, the scriptures talk about various dimensions of life. So it could be a career, it could be a relationship, it could be a fun and recreation, it could be a socialization, it could be spirituality. And the thing is that for a beautiful life, for a successful life, a balance has to be there. And what people don't realize is that while as we are living throughout our lives, there is imbalance in our lives in some or the other dimension, and which end of the day starts becoming barriers, maybe through belief systems, maybe through value systems, and it doesn't allow you to progress in the dimension of life where you have a particular goal around. So what's important is to first of all get into the state of acceptance that yes, there is imbalance, and to realize where that imbalance is. Now, the role of the coach here is to have that mutual agreement with the client or the coachee or the individual to first set up that rapport, set up that that transparency, that if the coachee, if the coach is putting up questions for you to go back and introspect as to what's really happening, how do you feel your different dimensions of life are on a particular scale. And then start thinking about what's really impacting them. That's where it helps to the transformation. So to summarize it, life coaching is all about having a mutual relationship, where a transparent relationship, where you open up for the coach to assist you, introspect, understand where your barriers are, and then bring up actions to overcome those barriers and create that balanced life.
It sounds very logical and it makes complete sense what you said, but from a coachee point of view, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have issues in their life and problems in their life. A, to accept it that they have problems, first of all, and B, to open up with in front of complete stranger and pay them to help you out. Where do you see from a life coach point of view is the biggest challenge that you have? Is that the selling aspect of it, or, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people live in denial that they don't have an issue, or there is no problem that they cannot solve. Mm-hmm. So what is that in your experience has been the biggest challenge?
So far what comes to my observation is that you go ahead and greet somebody, you know, hi, hello, how are you, and how's life? The first response will be, I'm fine. So when you say I'm fine, you're actually accepting that everything is fine in life. You're not actually going back and introspecting that, no, there's something really wrong, I'm not fine, you know? So that's the real challenge, because what NLP says is neuro-linguistic programming. It says that your actions are your behaviors and your behaviors are your characters. So actions come from words, the words that you use. So if you say you're fine, you're actually into that denial mode of accepting that there is imbalance somewhere in my life which needs to be resolved. So it starts from there, and that is the biggest problem, because any individual, you know, from the human psychology, the defense system triggers at the very first instance. So you would not accept that you're not fine. You would actually say, I'm fine. And that is where a coach has to help an individual to realize that if you want to be successful, now success can have its own definition and own KPIs for every individual. You know, I may see success in terms of my profession or my career. Somebody may see success in terms of having a happy relationship. So it will depend upon what goals and what desires are. And the thing is that you have to realize that, you know, there is a problem. Now, problem, as we say, you know, the word problem itself, it is again a state of mind. There is nothing called as problem. It's just a state of mind where you're actually running out of options. You're not in the capacity to create options or to literally think and think about what else can be done to make it work. Now, this is where the coach helps. This is where the coachee has to open. And as I said, it has to be a mutual, a transparent relationship. So before we get on to having a discussion around it, the coach's responsibility is to explain how coaching is going to help that individual. Now, I don't really like to use the word help because it is a negative connotation. It's more about assisting. So it's being a companion to, help you. Again, not help, but assist you get into that mode of acceptance. And it's all about taking that moment of consciousness for realization. And that's what commonly we do not do, because our human psychology triggers that defense system.
And just out of curiosity, we have psychologists who people go and talk to. We also have various other medical professionals where people might go and talk to. Just to make it clear, you do not subscribe any, or rather prescribe any medicines for when you coach anyone, correct?
Absolutely right. So it is not a procedural framework. It is more linguistic framework. So the only medicines that we use is the right word, the clean language. Because as I said, it's the language, it's the words that become your action, that become your behavior, and then that becomes your character. So it's using the right language. So for example, if somebody says, I want to quit smoking, it's already a negative context. Why do you want to quit smoking? You'd rather say, I want healthy lungs.
Okay, I got your point. Just want to say once again, thank you to both Rinder for an amazing initiative that you're involved in with the World Transformation Day, and Nitin for joining us today and explaining a bit more on the life coaching aspect of it, and also collaborating with Rinder on bringing a change to the society. So thank you once again, both of you.
Hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. You can catch all upcoming episodes on the website globalize-asian.co.uk or via your iOS or Android devices. Also, if you wish to join us as a speaker and share your story, please do drop us a message via the contact form on the website.